Blog Talk Radio.
Dollar, dollar, lawyer, yes, sir, Allah. Yeah. It's right
here. Let's get it. We hit the strip, Boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29. They gon' let him fly. They think he bugging, but that's the scriptures. Revelation 18, verse 1 through 18. Come out of her, my people. That's the mouth of the Most High. Zechariah 2, verse 6 and 7. Said the Most High. They want me to stop, but I gotta go blow the trumpet. Say the Most High. Ezekiel 33, verse 1 through 9. For the watchman, God don't want a people, cause the transatlantic slave trade about to have a sequel. Zechariah 14, verse 1 through 3, they about to come against us. Which makes the scriptures mean when they say the house is right for the woman, wrapped half of the city took a fourth into captivity. And the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Jacob's trouble, after my shalom, they gon' kick a dog. 2nd Ezra 16 and 31. We think the higher that he sent his son Yeshua. 2nd Ezra 2 and 43. We gon' see you die. We hit the strip, Boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2. Leave Babylon, it's about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29, they gon' let them fly.
You know, that's all over the news. You see it on the TV and on the internet. It's on Yahoo, but this was already written. Matthew 24 and 6, Yeshua said, for the rule of the Lord, pay attention to Iran. See, that's the Persians, the Medes. You can read about their future battle with Babylon, Isaiah 13. See, that's the Bible, the Hebrew book of prophecy. The slave trade, 28 chapter, Deuteronomy. You gotta read the Most High Law, Tanakh, Torah, Genesis 1924, Sodom, Gomorrah. The Most High Serving Fire, Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 14. All the nations in the array against the queen, yes, America. The scriptures call her Babylon, Revelation 18. Y'all gon' see some soldiers in the streets. Zechariah 14, 12, Isaiah 50, 4, 16.
Oh, nigga, we hit the strip, a still of hard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 57. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29. They gon' let them fly.
So you got all these countries with nuclear bombs all over the earth that have allegiances with each other and alliances aligned against each other. So when one bomb is pushed, it's going to be a field day. You read 2nd Ezra, the 15th chapter and the 16th chapter, and it lets you know it's going to be one cloud, then another cloud, then another cloud. So when you're looking at it from us, from the Most High's vision, he's seeing certain places destroyed and nuclear clouds coming up. Boom, 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 boom. Then it says one star will go towards Babylon to make her destiny. So it's going to start over the Middle East, and it's going to make its way to America. Boom. Now we got a little time before that happens, but we're close. First, there must be that falling away first. And that's what's about to happen right now with the evacuation in the United States. This world will never be the same. If you haven't gotten anything from this world, don't look to get anything from it. It's over. Finished. And guess what? There's no feel-good story anyone can give you. Or no temporary relief. The only relief that we have at the end of this is that if we serve the Most High, Christ will give us rest. That's our only relief. We must look to our relief from the other side and just deal with survival day by day. We have to stop dealing with the things and talking about the things that divide us and come together for self-preservation in the spirit of the Most High. That's how we're going to make it through this. The Lord said the nation divided against itself cannot stand. That's another reason why we're not going to be dealing with madness anymore and back and forth anymore. If you don't believe what we believe, that's fine. If you believe you should live, so do we. We can agree on that.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Shabbat shalom, everybody out there. This is Brother Yehonathan alongside with Brother Dwayne.
Shalom, shalom.
What's going on, brother?
All right.
Most definitely. We got a show for you guys today. First off, we always like to start off by saying a Haya Bashem Yeshaya Barakatom. Let's bless you all in the name of the Most High, Christ, and Holy Spirit. So we have a great show for you guys today. We have our guest, Dawud Our Lawyer, who's going to be a part of the show with us and bringing forth some of his music and letting you know what time we in and, you know, why we all coming together doing what is called for us to do at this time. Before we get started, we always go into Revelation, into the seven overcomes of which the Messiah Christ, Yeshaya, told us to endure to the end, and these things may be given unto us if we are deemed righteous in the eyes of the Father, Ahaya. So, anything you want to say, brother, before we get into the overcomes?
Yeah, before you get into the overcomes, that's John Boy in the cube? Who that in the cube? Is that John Boy?
I think that might be John Boy. I'm really not sure.
Okay, we're going to let him in and promote himself. Do your thing, and we'll do our thing and let him in and promote himself and thank the brother again. Then we're going to, you know, let Dawud Our Lawyer have the show. Well, do your thing.
Okay, yeah, so we got to basically go into the seven overcomes of Revelation, letting you know, get the understanding on the fact that if you continue to endure to the end and overcome, as we must do in the end times, you know, you'll see that Christ has some things waiting for those who are deemed righteous in the eyes of the Father. So we're going to start off in Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. And Revelation chapter 2, verse 7 reads, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death." Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it." Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. "And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations." Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. "He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. "Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name." Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. So those were the seven overcomes in which, you know, before the show we read that to let people understand that we're going to go through things and we must overcome and endure all the way to the end, that that same shall be saved. And these things might be given up to you if you deem righteous in the eyes of the Most High. So with that being said, brother, you want to get into yours? Or how you want to?
Yeah, I'm going to get into mine. Like the brother said, these seven overcomes, because when we come into this newfound truth, change our ways, you know what I'm saying, come out of that old life and coming up, you know what I'm saying, walking righteous, you know, we have to try to overcome all of the depths of the devices Satan have, because they very deep. So with that being said, Revelation 2, verse 7, he hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcome, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of the Most High power. Revelation 2, verse 11. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. He that overcome shall not be hurt of the second death. Revelation 2, verse 17. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcome will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, save he that received it. Revelation 2, verse 26. And he that overcome and keepeth my works until the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Revelation 3, verse 5. He that overcome, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation 3, verse 12. He that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my Most High power, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my power and the name of the city of my Most High power, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my Most High power, and I will write upon him my new name. Revelation 3, verse 21. To him that overcome, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and I am set down with my Father in his throne. Those are the seven overcomes which we try to attain, which is promised from Christ, if we could get through all these trials and tribulations. And I'd like to thank these brothers tonight, because they make it easy for a brother like me to try to overcome. So with that being said, let these brothers in.
All right. As you already know, you're tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ, with Brother Dwayne, Brother Jonathan, and we have a show for you tonight with Dawada Lawyer. Let me welcome the Brother Dawada Lawyer in properly. One moment. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den, brother. Shalom. Brother Dawada Lawyer, you there? Brother Dawada.
His number is not. Let him try to again. Let's see, the call drop. His call dropped. Let John Boy in.
That's not John Boy. That's not John Boy right there. The 215 is not. That's not. I'm going to just open it up anyway.
It's not.
This is 216.
Oh, it's 216.
Yeah, I think. Hold on. Dawada looks like he's there. Hold on. Let's try to see if he's there. Shalom, brother. Shabbat shalom. You there?
Yeah, Shabbat shalom, Mark.
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Shalom, Mark. What's good?
I'm doing good, bro. I'm doing good. You know, I pray to the Most High and higher Hashem Yeshaya, you know.
Definitely.
What's up? Go ahead and introduce yourself to the people, man. Do your thing.
All right, for those who don't know, my name is Dauda Lawyer. From the tribe of Levi, so you know, they call us Haitian, you know, and you know, we just, me and my brothers, we just make music for the Most High, you know, in the true name of the Father and the Son, and that's I Am That I Am, that's Ahaya Shua Ahaya, and His Son, the Savior Yeshaya. So you know, we just push forward this Hebrew truth music, trying to be a part of prophecy, waking up our nation, waking up our people, bringing forth Christ's ultimate message, and at the same time, just trying to spread love and give our people their culture and their heritage back at the same time, you know, while having a good time, while we're still living in the last days, we understand tribulations here. So, yes, that's really who I am, I guess. Just what it is.
Okay. So, how long you been doing your thing, brother, as far as, you know, putting out the music for the Most High? For those out there who don't know, may not have heard of you, how long you been putting in the work?
The first song I released was November 18th, 2012, so that's about 8 months ago. So
okay.
That was the first official song that I put out on the internet for the world. And that was Ahaya by Hashem Yeshaya. That's the Most High in Christ. I Am That I Am in the name of Yeshaya. That was the first song I put out. So about 8 months now, it's been me and my brethren. We just, you know, do this music. It's about 8 months now. But we've been in the truth for a few years now, you know, and we've just been pushing out the word. So we figured the easiest way to reach a larger audience without having to physically be in front of them would be through the music, through the web. So about 8 months now, though.
Okay, that's
okay.
What's up. So what we're going to do, we're going to go into We Serving the Most High right now. And then we're going to come back and ask you what inspired you, you know, to make that song.
All right, no problem.
Hold on 1 second. We Serving the Most High, that's the label of it?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm not seeing that 1 second. 1 moment. Okay, I got it. 1 moment. You're tuned in to the Lions Den.
Now it's down to temptations, the devil's growing lost it. We'll cut it short like foreskin, awaiting fire. Don't get tossed in. Well done, stick your fork in. Eat at the Father's table, who was before when Creator, whose angels Jacob fought with. A blessing we won't forfeit. We're children of the promise. Meat trees and garments, half Muslims and robins, prayers and harvest. We learn from the Father, Moses and Aaron, Christ and his gathering. You gotta choose one master, risen in life of sin, righteousness, above perception. The garden where Satan crept in. Spiritual war, biblical swords is our weapon. Performing to the attention, Holy Spirit will protect you. Now you're coming for redemption, you're a repent for the kingdom of heaven.
Inspiration behind that song, brother?
Dollar Lawyer? Yeah. What it was that song right there, that's me and that's my brother Mike Allah, my shine, Yasharala right there. Basically, we was actually out the country when we made the song actually. We was actually on the way out the country actually, and then was actually on a bus actually, and then I let the brother hear the song on the bus. I let him hear the hook, let him hear my verse, and then the brother was like, "Yo, as soon as we touch down, I got a verse for that," you know. So he heard it and everything, and you know, we got to where he was going. The brother recorded it, he laid it down, and basically what it was, man, you know, at that point we was doing so much work that we was like, you know, let's just make a song about showing the people about, you know, what that entails, what serving the Most High entails. And, you know, that's why in the visual and the song, you know, you hear references of street preaching and baptizing, you know, just everything Christ told us that we should be doing. So, you know, it's just another song, just letting everybody know just what you need to be doing if you want to serve the Most High. You know, you got to have the right name, of course, you know, and you got to be doing everything the Son said to do. So that was the inspiration behind that one right there.
Okay, I got two questions to ask you, man. I just got to ask you these two questions.
All
right. When you said Revelation 18, this place going to fall, what you mean, brother? Give me some edification on that. What you mean this place going to fall?
You know, Well, basically, for those who don't really know what the 18th chapter of Revelation is about, that's the Most High Father calling his people to come out of Babylon, the country Babylon, which is now America, where we live in right now, when you know, precept it up. But basically, I'll just read this little verse real quick, just to get the understanding on what that whole thing meant right there. So when you turn to Revelation 18, the first verse says, "And after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory." Verse 2, "And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. 3, for all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. 4, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. So basically, you know, just the Most High saying the place that we are living in is going to fall. So, you know, that's something I feel that everyone should know as soon as they get the opportunity to hear me speak, or to hear anyone who knows the truth speak. You should be letting people know, hey, listen, this isn't, you know, don't get too comfortable here, you know. They say home sweet home, but home is where the heart is, but your heart really is yearning to go back to Zion, you know, but you just don't know it until you hear about it. So you just have to kind of break their perception of what home is. So that's why we always attack Babylon and try to expose what she really is. It isn't the land of the free, the home of the brave, it's the land of the slaves, you know. So yes, that was right there.
Okay. And my second question, when you said at the faith of a mustard seed, you don't need money. What? What you mean?
Well, because, you know, when you're in this truth, you know, you got to have a lot of faith, man, you know, because it's tough. It's tough when you live in a country that everything runs by finances, you know? So everything you do, you got to spend to do anything, to live, to eat, sleep, breathe. Almost in America, you have to spend. So basically, if you're trying to serve the Most High and trying to relocate yourself or things of that nature, or try to help others or try to do anything, you have to also get the money at the same time, which means you got to have a job. You got to have income. You got to do something. But in this system, it's designed to make that easy thing right there for most people really is so hard. So, you know, that's why a lot of people get discouraged in this truth. And they come in and there's no money, or they're like, how am I going to do what I need to do? I don't know what I'm going to do, you know? So it's basically, man, if you have that much faith, and, you know, of course, faith without works is dead, but you got to have that faith that, you know, you're going to make it happen. You got to walk in that direction. And there you go, man. The Most High will provide for you, man. So that's basically it. The faith of a mustard seed. I don't need money, but I'm still going to get it because the Most High is going to provide it for me. Granted, I'm doing the work it takes, you know,
exactly.
So.
Exactly. We're looking at this roster, and we're seeing a couple of new songs. What we're going to do, we're going to go into one of these new songs. Now, before we do that, we're going to break them down in scripture, because I want you to tell the people, just explain to the people when you were talking to me earlier, about, you know, how happy the kids was and, you know, the spirit the children was in, you know, surrounding this song and, you know, surrounding the elements and the events that were going around during this time. So play Break Them Down with them scriptures.
All right. You tuned in to the Lion's Den, Dollar Dollar Lawyer, Warriors in Christ.
Red and blue flags, the pain, baby. They hate us cause we already did. So that's just play no consequence.
That was our lawyer, that's her Allah.
I go super hard every minute.
I break them down with the scriptures.
I break them down with the scriptures.
I break them down with the scriptures.
I take it deep, 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 deep,
deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep,
deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep,
deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep,
deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep,
deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep, deep,
niggas in Jamaica, call me tribal. Judas, we the Israelites and we ain't running, man. Huh? What's the Bible got him doing a running, man? Huh? The Bible got him doing a running, man. Deuteronomy 28:7, they be running, man. We the Hebrew Israelites, Zion is our land. One time for Jerusalem.
Tuned in to the Lions Den, Word in the Crush, Dawda Loya.
Yes, sir. Okay, so yeah, behind that one you said the kids, right? So yeah, man, it was actually around we did this around Passover, yeah. It was me and the brothers, you know, and I had my nieces, I had my niece and my two nephews with me, and Brother Pana, who, I don't know if brothers are not too familiar with Brother Pana, but, you know, he's a part of the Southern Kingdom music as well, you know, and he does a lot of music with different Hebrews out there. He had his two sons with him as well. So the ones with the locks is his son Judah. That's his oldest son, Judah, right there. So, you know, we're just at the park and everything like that. And, you know, the kids always just, you know, when you're around them, children with parents that kind of truth, it's a more, like, they're more free, they're more relaxed, they're more playful. They're, you know, because they know who they are at a young age. So they're just excited just to be alive every day, you know, just how we are, basically. Like, when we actually coming to the truth, but these actual kids, you know, so we just out there, they was playing at the park, you know, and, you know, we ended up running some ball ourselves, you know, we was like, yo, you know, let's go get a little game, you know, with some Ephraimites, actually, and afterwards, we like, yo, let's, you know, shoot some footage, and the kids were there, they always, they were like, yeah, yeah, they're so happy just to be a part of it, and, you know, all of them have their own Bibles, all of them, my eight-year-old nephew, you know, he reads the King James like you wouldn't believe, man. Like, he reads like a champ, man. And he's always at school, always telling other kids that he's from the tribe of Judah. And then his older sister's always letting everyone know she's from the tribe of Zebulun. And, you know, it's always, you know, the kids, they got the smartphones and the 360s and everything. So they're always playing the videos with their friends and everything like that. And, you know, just to have them a part of it was something big for them, you know, because they was also there with us at Passover, too. So they got to be around the brethren and everything like that. So it was a good experience for them, man, you know. Overall, I enjoyed them the most out of that whole video. It was just them being there really for the whole experience was what made it real fun for me, really, you know.
Okay, that's a blessing. That's a blessing because for all y'all don't know, that's it's inside. That's actually... that's actually with Rain Fire. That same video, right? Yeah, cause that same video was that break them down with the scripture. That's actually with Rain Fire, right?
No, the it's actually a different video. The Rain Fire is with the my Hebrews song.
Right. Okay. That well, what that is with? Cause I know I trimmed it to get just that. What's the other song with we'll break them down with the scriptures.
Oh, Brewski, I think it's.
Oh, my Brewski.
Yeah, my Brewski, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be.
That was the best song. This is actually the first time I heard that song, actually. I've been asleep, so I got to see that video, man. Y'all talking about this. I know the brother Dwayne was telling me about this song from a minute ago. I mean, he used to be reciting the song, and I ain't never heard it, you know what I'm saying? And now I got to look it up, man. It's real. But check him out. Got the kids in it doing their thing, so that's a blessing all the way around. They understand the truth as well. So I'll pray to the Most High on that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you know, watching you know what I'm saying, it was like had to be like 6 months, no, 5 months ago, five months ago, when, you know, everybody used to always say going ham, you know. I tune into you. I see you saying you go shim. So I'm like, that's what's up. That's what's up. We shimite, so we supposed to go shim. Because at the end of the day, if you go in ham, the Hamites went against the Most High, building the Tower of Babel. So we don't got no business going. We ain't got no business going ham. So.
Straight up.
We shimite, so you know what I'm saying. So we're going to play this Black Diamond. And then you're going to tell us, you know, what's, you know, who behind that and what's going on with that. So, you know, we're going to go in with Black Diamond.
All right.
Inside the Earth's mantle, crushed beneath 100 miles of rock, the pressure is 50,000 times more than we feel at the surface. Like carrying 20 Titanics on your shoulders. It's in this hostile environment that some of the Earth's greatest treasures are forged. The pressure creates diamonds.
When the world was getting tough, you had to shine up through the rough.
You are a black diamond, a black diamond.
As life was getting stressful, had to grind up past the pressure.
You are a black diamond, a black diamond.
On a road riddled with bumps, being molted by the sun.
You are a black diamond, a black diamond.
Remain strong, gain form through all the wretched storms and weather. Cause diamonds are forever.
The stolen jewels of Timbuktu. Black diamonds used as a tool to fuel this new world market. Our souls pump through the dust of their plantations, drip from the tips of their whips. That's hardships of enslavement. Blood as perspiration, deadly combination. Through the pressure, we're appraising, under fire blazing. Surviving like a diamond, taking on our climate. Expected to make it through, but this ain't natural. Like caged animals, we are lions in the zoo. Eagles flying in the coop with no sunroof. Somehow we're comfortable, and we know a bus pipe. So try me if you choose, cause for the truth, I'm Chewy and Matulu when I move for my people. Yeah, we living in dirt, but I got proof that our values through the roof, and royalty is in our roof. Feel the pressure of the world on your shoulders. Diamonds form 100 miles in the earth, under lava and boulders.
When the world was getting tough, you had to shine up through the rough.
You are a black diamond, a black diamond.
As life was getting stressful, had to grind up past the pressure.
You are a black diamond, a black diamond.
On a road riddled with bumps, being molted by the sun.
You are a black diamond.
Remain strong, gain form through all the wretched storms and weather. Cause diamonds are forever.
Feel me, Sierra Leone, convicts taking souls, no conscience. Aren't the people worth more than you find in the dirt? Evil spirits traveling halfway across the earth to a hood so cruel, another brother dying for the same jewels. Retaliation, fill his same shoes. Sad song, greed taking souls like Shang Tsung. Honestly, D-Lee playing Monopoly. Get out of jail free, screaming ain't nobody stopping me. While we die in these streets, so listen. We need vision uplifting to break open this mental prison. Fear the unknown, you are greater than we are shown. Diamonds handled like rhinestones, designed to stay low behind the blindfold. With your eyes closed, drive slow through potholes. I drove planing while it's raining. Keep on gaining handle of your situation. A real gem has to always be tested. Need to link and build to form a diamond necklace.
When the world was getting tough, you had to shine up through the rough.
You are a black diamond, a black diamond.
As life was getting stressful, had to grind up past the pressure.
You are a black diamond, a black diamond.
On a road riddled with bumps, being molted by the sun.
You are a black diamond.
Remain strong, gain form through all the wretched storms and weather. Cause diamonds are forever.
Yo, I'm probably Marcus Garvey slash Malcolm X, Martin Luther. I love peace, but cowards got me vexed. A rare gem, got my skin off, I shine. A black diamond from the dirt with a mind divine. Surrounded by kings, queens, filth and slime. Pigs, rats, cold-blooded cats with straps. Lost souls in the trap, my people, we gotta wake up. Demons watching you sleep, plotting, waiting to take you.
true Jews. They never told you that you Jacob. Tomorrow's not guaranteed, so stop living savagely. Hustle, living lavishly, you killing yourself. The truth and righteous Jews is wealth, not substance. Man cannot live off bread alone. The scriptures will fill you up and put your mind in the zone. Them prisons are filling up and they privately own. One slip and you can make that your permanent home. Black
when the
diamond.
World was getting tough, you had to shine up through the rough.
You are a black diamond, a black diamond.
As life was getting stressful, had to grind up past the pressure.
You are a black diamond, a black diamond.
On the road riddled with bumps, being molted by the sun.
You are a black diamond, a black diamond.
Remain strong, gain form through all the wretched storms and weather. Cause diamonds are forever. Forever.
All right, you tuned in to the Lion's Den. Now with our lawyer, Warriors in Christ. Black Diamond. Ooh, who was that, brother?
Yeah, so that right there, that's Micah Allah, My Shine, Yasharala. His YouTube is YouTube.com/MitchBLevi88. Now that's him featuring Brother Kakama Wah, and he's also a brother up here in Strong Habits Music, who does a lot of Hebrew music with us and all that. And my little cousin actually made that beat. You can actually see him on my SoundCloud page. He'll say Jimmy Levi. He's the one that made that beat. So he just he took the original. I believe he flipped it around. I don't know what he did to it, but as you heard, it's a real powerful song. And they went in the studio, recorded it. You know, and you know, that's gonna be coming out. I'm not too sure really when, but My Shine has that on his list to come out real soon. I know that. It's going to be a good project right there. So, you know, I don't know if they're listening right now, but, you know, that's they could better explain themselves if they want to, but I don't know if they're on right now, but that's their whole concept about us being the black diamonds of the earth, man, you know, like we're precious jewels being the children of Israel, but we just don't know, you know, so they're making a whole movie about this, which is really an insult because they didn't say that we were the actual jewels the whole time, you know? It's not rock, it's actually us that's really precious to the Most High, not stones, but that's the concept behind that, as far as I know, though, for the brothers.
Right. Well, it might be in. It's quite a few people on the queue at the time. We got about 10 calls. I also see John Boy. Shout out to John Boy. I see him in the queue, too. Praise to the Most High for everybody who's able to be a part of the show on this Shabbat Shalom. So, yeah.
Well, no, we're gonna do. We're gonna make this an interesting show. We might do a serious conference call tonight. Let's see. let's see what we're gonna do. We're gonna play one more song that you reiterate on that, and then we're gonna go in the. I wanna. You know what I'm saying? Explain to the people the situation you went through once before. You know what I'm saying? And explain how you came. You know how you handled it and everything, because that's the time we in. So people could hear a brother like you went through it. They'll understand that. You know how to stand in those times. So what we're gonna do? We're gonna play my favorite song, Yasha'Allah.
Dawah Dawah Lawyer, Yasharala. Let me talk to my people on this one, man. Let's get it. Yasharala, Yasharala, Yasharala.
Yasha,
what's up?
It's all up in my blood.
Yasha, what's up? Yasha, Rala, Yasha, Rala, Yasha, Rala.
blood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, do your thing. It's your flow.
All right, right, yeah, man. That one right there, man, Yasarala, man. Man, that song right there. Man, that was like around January. Yeah, so that was, man, it was me. I remember that night, man. It was me, a few of the bros, my wife. Man, we was getting turned up, you know. We was just in the scriptures. We was having a good night, man. We ended up just like, you know what, let's go out for a few rides, man. And that's what we did, man. We went out to the city. We just rode around the city, you know. We just was excited about the prophecy, of just about everything, you know. It was a good night. And then we just shot that just all over the city. And then, you know, we just basically, when it came out, it wasn't even supposed to come out. That's why I was so surprised, really, when everyone was really, you know, appreciating the message of it, because really I just wanted the message to get through, you know. But I was getting so much appreciation, and really after this one, more of the brothers started reaching out, you know, from all over the place, all over the world, you know, West Coast, down south, out of the country, you know, Africa, the Caribbean, Australia. I had people all over the place just started sending me all types of messages on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere, you know. So it was basically, you know, I was trying to basically, man, just get everybody in the urban areas, you know, basically, in another words, everybody in the hood, man, you know, because we're the ones who's predominantly exercising all the curses. You know, like, you can easily see the curses in the hood. It's so easy to see. It's like, man, if you can't look, just look outside for a half hour, and you can't tell me that we're the children of Israel and you're in the hood, then you have to be blind, or you probably have a good job or career or something like that. I don't know. But when you see all this poverty, you know, and you see all this injustice constantly, all the time, it's easy. It's like, okay, like, there has to be an explanation for all this that's happening. You open up the scriptures, and it's right there. It's no sugarcoating. It's right there. You will be cursed with this, with that, with this, with that. And then it's like, okay, if I can just let them see that, then they can easily say, okay, yeah, that's us. Yeah, that's me. That's obviously us. And they can come to the fold. They can come to the Most High, Ahayah, Bahashim, Yeshaya, you know, and they can change their whole life around. They can, you know, be a part of the army, because it's all about not just coming to the truth, but it's about you becoming a part of Christ's army so you can help to bring others into the truth. That's the whole point. It's not just I'm Israel and that's it. It's, yeah, I'm Israel, and I have a job that I got to do if I'm Israel. It doesn't just end there. It begins there, you know, so I really appreciated how everyone showed love on that one. And, you know, there's plenty more trunk knockers coming soon, you know. So that was just, you know, a dose, man. But I got plenty with the brothers, you know. There's a lot. It's just, that was the one that had to come out at that time, because honestly it was one of the only things I had that was ready to go. And I was like, you know what, I just want to really put something out there, and it did really well. So all praise to the Most High, higher that it helped, because, you know, a lot of people really were using that through the work. So that's all that matters. It helped the people, and I'm happy to be a part of prophecy.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful there, because I can remember, shout out to Florida GOC, because every Sabbath we used to jam that heavy. Going to the South of class. So, okay, you say you got a lot of people reached out to you. You know what I'm saying, from everywhere, from that song now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, go in a little bit and give us an understanding. Because I remember it was some months back, I was listening to the search engine. And I heard you come on, and I think it was the same night they had the brother whatever rapper got.
K-Reno.
Yeah. But I was more interested in what you was talking about. Can you go and elaborate on that a little bit?
All right, yeah. No problem. Basically, you know, I had called in the week before. It was the Blog Talk episode when the mom had called, I guess, the police on her son or the news, and it was out. Like, I found out about it from the GOC, actually, so I didn't even hear about it from the news, but I heard about it on Facebook and everyone else as well, too. So when we seen that, the elders were speaking on that, and they seen how he was a young boy being just, you know, a situation coming to the truth and then just completely being attacked by his own foes in his home. And then I called in at the end of that, and I just, you know, called just to give the brother strength. Or, you know what, keep your head up, you know, because same thing happened to me, you know, similar thing happened to me. And then the elder, I guess when he realized who it was me that spoke with him about it when it initially had happened. So when he just told me to come back on the next week. And then, you know, I came back on. And basically what happened was, you know, I came into the truth, like I told you guys earlier this afternoon, and we were just spreading it everywhere we could. Me and my wife, you know, we took a while off and just learned it, you know, a lot of studying before we even brought it out to anyone, because we wanted to make sure we knew what we were going to say, we knew what we knew. We had to confirm everything as much as we could. So, you know, my wife was on to the Hebrew. She read all the books already. She read almost, I don't know what she hasn't read yet. Really, we're trying to order more, but she was doing all that, and she was the one doing a lot of the downloading of all the videos while I'm out, you know, working and all that, and she's doing all that at the house, you know. And then next thing I know, we're sitting here with almost 1,200 videos of GOC, so it's like, you know, we start passing everything out, and the word starts to spread. So before you know it, you know, we start to have little get-togethers, you know. Everyone's just coming together, little meetings, and everyone's just, you know, we're opening up scriptures, and we're just, you know, we're reasoning. We're all conversing, and we're speaking about what's happening on the earth and what's the reason for it. And these long sessions would go, I'm talking about, it'd be 5 in the afternoon, we'd leave maybe 6 a.m., 7 a.m., and then sometimes, maybe even 2-3 days in a row sometimes, in the same clothes, we just go change real quick and take a shower and come back. We had to, I mean, you know, it was very often, and the word was spreading. And then, you know, it got out to certain individuals. I was in my mom's congregation up in it was up in an area that was not really too close to where everything was really really happening at. She just knew about it really from hearing it from a person in her congregation who knew a person that was in the Haitian community, actually, and the word got to her about America going down and things of that. And the person who let her know actually had a person who was in government. And next thing I know, I'm getting phone calls and voicemails and people showing up to my house and my wife's work looking to speak with us about information and things like that, you know. So we set the meeting up in a nice public place, broad day, and they had dockets. They had whole documents and whole folders filled with Elder Rakar and Elder Zah and lawyer and everyone street preaching and all types of photos and, you know, and still asking those questions about, you know, all the teachings of the church. They was asking what we knew and everything. They was asking things like that. And, you know, we just pretty much told them the truth without really having to lie, but not telling them everything. You know, just saying, listen, we're young, we're interested in what they have to say, and looking at it, you know, and just interesting. That's about it, really. But they're asking questions like, well, if you know anyone who wants to bring any harm to America, you know, you have to let us know, things like that. Trying to paint it as if we knew if anyone was trying to bring what the certain prophecies in the Bible were saying was going to happen, like earthquakes and riots and things like that. Like, they were looking at it as if we're a militant type of thing, because you could see the type of things it was asking us. So then they started asking certain names about certain places where we might have had a meeting at, or we may have known certain people. They're just asking random names that they heard. They're just asking a whole bunch of names. And I don't know how they're finding out these names, but, you know, it's not hard to get names nowadays. Any information on anyone, there's the internet, there's anything. There's anything. So they're just asking, who's this person? Who's this person? What do you know about this person? And then, you know, we're just letting them know we're not too sure about these people that you're asking, but, you know, we don't have any beings about what you're speaking about, because they're asking if you know anyone has any type of get-togethers where they're trying to bring any harm or things like that. So we just denied any claims of anything that's not the truth. And, you know, just said that that's all it is. We don't have any intentions on doing any harm to anyone. We just follow the Bible, and that's really about it, really, you know. And then they, at that point, said that, you know, if we did end up in the future knowing any information about anyone who did want to, you know, do anything like that, or who was on that type of level, if we knew any names of anyone, that if we would just give them a call, that they could help us out with anything that we would need. And they proceeded to let me know that they had, you know, information on me, you know, schooling, history of employment and things like that, and they could help me with funds and wipe out whole records clean and debt clean, all types of stuff. And, you know, and they said they could do all this if I would be a part of their fusion centers. If no one knows what fusion centers are, it's basically although the whole government is linked, all their agencies as one, but they have a base in every city in America. So it's basically state, federal, local, all in one, and that's their centers. So they was basically trying to get me to work as an informant, you know, if I knew anything, though. You know, they said they could easily help me out because they help out others who make whole careers, you know, 50K a year, 200K a year, 300K a year, you know, big numbers. So I was like, well, you know, I don't know anyone doing anything like that, so I don't know, you know. That's about how that really ended, but, you know, they never leave anyone anyway. So from the beginning, they knew we was going to wake up anyway, so it was only a matter of time. But, you know, that's how that ended, man. You know, as far as everything else that it was trying to say that, you know, the church was trying to do, or any Hebrew trying to do, if there was anything they could say was actually were trying to do, because this is basically, they already came with their own research, because all you got to do is put Hebrew Israelites on Google, on YouTube. That's all you got to do. And you're not going to necessarily see what the Bible says is the truth about Hebrew Israelites. And we all know that's the truth. So they came already with thinking that we're preparing for war, like, you know, like we're getting ready to do something physical. So they came with that whole angle. So because they really see that a lot of Hebrews out there are, you know, setting up the scene for these type of things. I mean, I just seen this week Hebrews on the news about this thing, you know. So it's getting to a point where they're really making us out to be this problem for America. You know, they got that movie Asher going to be coming out soon, so the whole plot that we're militant, that's the plot. So they're not even trying to hide what they think about us. So it's like, we can't not understand that. We have to at least know what they think, but let them know that's not what we're about. So that's how that ended.
Okay. I'm afraid to hire you stood up in the paint, you know what I'm saying? That's a great thing, because we already know these things going to get, we know we're in Jacob's trouble, and we know it's going to get very much amplified very soon. We already understand the executive order that was put out. And actually, Monday we coming out. Monday we having a show. It's going to be called Emergency as the Days of Noah, as in the Days of Noah. And we're going to bring out so much information dealing with along the lines with the things you just brought out. We're going to go into the Maccabees. We're going to deal with chapter 7 when the family, the father, the mother, and the seven sons, they would rather die than eat the pork, you know what I'm saying? They didn't want to disrespect their heritage. That's how we're going to have to be for the brothers and sisters who don't make it out and who do make it out. Either way, we're going to have to stand up in the paint for our higher in the name of Yeshua, regardless, no matter where we go. So, you know what I'm saying? That's great to hear you, how you brought you through that. And you know what I'm saying? We understand you're a warrior in Christ.
Oh, definitely. And to add on to that, man, that it really sounds like they tried to offer you the riches of this world at that time, you know? Like it was a test almost for you to, you know, go left or go right. But, you know, you stayed the course. So all praise to Ahayah, Bashem, Messiah, man. It's like the brother was just saying. It's a lot more that, you know, that's going to come about. And as you read in the beginning, in the seven overcomes, we got to overcome and we got to endure until the end. As it says in Matthew, that same shall be saved, those who endure. So bless you, brother, in that situation, for real.
Yeah, with that, let's go to We Israel.
You're tuned in to the Lion's Den. That was our lawyer. Warriors of Christ.
That was our lawyer on the beat.
That was our lawyer on the beat.
All praise to the Most High. Ahayah Bahashem, Isaiah, 101. That was thy lawyer, Israel. Where my soul is at, where my soul is at, 2 Timothy, where my soul is at, where my soul is at, 2 Timothy,
Puerto Rico, South America, the nation. Our Hebrew is the light. We're the same nation as Christ. And it's coming soon with flames of fire. Whole earth will bow to Yeshiah.
Open up a drinking Bible, Joel chapter 2.
Yeah,
2:13. Talk to Messiah's army. Then go to 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 3. Always practice persecution. Don't need to persecute.
Matthew 7 and 14. Your right path is every narrow. Getting included in these scriptures. Height is raised from the Pharaoh. Babylon is fallen. We are already in Armageddon. Revelation chapter 21. New earth and new heaven.
We Israel. We Israel. We Israel.
Descendants of royalty, we the kings and dynasties that rule the dark ages from
190, P-A-G still change, change. We the ones that rule Europe, we're the rolling across the fame.
But before that, we was ruling from the
throne.
Moses,
we the children of the Israelites, our lady is his chosen. Josiah is our king, the Messiah out of Judah. He's not African American, he's from the tribe of Judah. God's real name is so special to the heathen. Exodus 3:14, I am that I am, and what it means. Open up with your PSP from tonight. Go back to that spot, a higher, a star, a higher, the God of all God.
Yeah. We Israel,
like
Israel, we Israel, we Israel.
From Benjamin, Ephraim, a son of Joseph, so-called Puerto Rican, the Seminole, the tribe of Ruth, Florida, Australia, tribe of Nassali, to the Southeast and Hawaii, Dominican, the Simeon, Manasseh, up in Cuba, all the countries such as Panama, that's the tribe of Zebulon, half that down in Mexico, Issachar, tribe of Gad, North American, native Geronimo, House of Asher, South America, Brazil, Bolivia, Colombia, Peru, Chile, Paraguay, Argentina, have you seen us? With some sheep right out of the Paraguay, while these battles talk about Nina, the government got FEMA, I'm waiting on my redeemer, and I'm following when it's Father's word, Revelation 83, Babylon, for she burns.
Tuned into the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ. got Dawud Aloya in the studio tonight. That was the song right there, man, letting the whole world know about the 12 tribes, for real. So that's a good look. But how long has that song been out there, man?
That's not out yet.
Oh, okay. That was one of your exclusives then.
Yeah. That's not out yet. That's we gotta shoot that. We got the all the footage is actually ready in place, like the main things, all the tribe stuff, all that's ready in place. But we just need to actually get the rest of the footage all together and put that together, and that should be out this year.
Okay.
We might have to be a part of that video, Wayne. <laughs> 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 Yeah, take a trip out there, man, wherever y'all are. Man, hey, real. We can do it like that, man. <laughs> That's what's up. Thanks for the exclusive, and matter of fact, those, all the ones he sent us are exclusive, for the most part. But what we need you to do, we need you to give all your outlets of any type of social network or any type of any place where you people could find your music. Go ahead and give out all your outlets for the people that's listening who want to get in contact with you or check out your music or any other music that's affiliated with you.
Okay, I'll say the most effective way would probably be youtube.com/houseoflawyermusic. That's H-O-U-S-E of O-F lawyer L-A-W-Y-A music M-U-S-I-C. House of Lawyer Music. When you go there, you can see my SoundCloud, SoundClick, Reverb Nation, Unsigned, Indie Charts. You can also see other brothers like Michael Amai Shine, Yakal, Yasharala. You can see Kakamawa, John Boy. You can see Brother Samuel, Covered in Blood Music, and all the other Akna Akwas that I work with. And basically, even if I don't work with them, there's still plenty of Hebrew music on there, you know? So it's just, you know, I like all the Hebrew music out there that's glorifying the Most High in Christ, you know? So that's the easiest way right there.
Okay. Let's see. Let's go in the
Zion. Hold on 1 second. Before that, he actually sent me a he sent We Go With Shim, and I downloaded that one. I got it in the playlist too. So.
Oh, he sent We Go With Shim.
Yeah.
Oh,
I put it in there.
Shim. Okay, that's what.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm kind of answered it. I actually got a request, man. I want to hear that. So.
Let me get on my brother Wayne. I want to hear. We going shim. Yeah, that's a preview. I love to hear it. <laughs> Just so you know, though, brother, that's that right there is actually preview because it's actually that right there is me, Michael Alamai Shine, Yakal Yasharala, Kakamawa Yasharala, and Shema Yasharala. That's all of us, but I just I gave you just a little snippet because, you know, we're going to do something special for that one, too. So.
Okay. We appreciate Let me ask you, brother, a question. Oh, yeah, we definitely appreciate that. Everything you bring it forward, brother. The truth music is very necessary right about now. So I was going to ask you, brother, is this music coming out too loud on y'all end? I want to make sure it's all right. Is this kind of a little muffled or too loud or is it okay or what?
I mean... You could turn it up if you want to, really, man. I mean, it's okay, but I'm all right.
Oh, okay. All right. And I'm just listening on my end. I know I'm straight over here. I got it on blast, but I didn't know, you know, how it's going out on the airways. So, hey, if you say it's good, I could turn it up, and that's what it is. Be going shim. You tuned in to the Lions Den, Warriors of Christ, Dawud Aloya.
Dawud Aloya on the beat.
Going in the world alive. Yeah. searching for the truth. So when all my school said I was African, but they ain't no proof. They wanna tell me I'm from Haiti, but we got to that land from slavery. Slave ship from Africa, that's how we got to America. But before that we was in Jerusalem, cause we the Hebrews. The ones that have been slaves, you have to see Jews. Trying to get me to forget my past like the slave train. I will not forget the slave train. I'm talking, I'm a side called the King James. Deuteronomy 28 and 68, King James. They made us build this concrete jungle with some lions that broke out the zoo and headed for the real jungle. Zion, the higher is my strength, and your shire is the reason I do super hard every day.
We're going sham on us.
And
when the power of love overcomes hate, and your heart beats just like an earthquake, and you're moving so fast like you can't pray. You need to stop and learn to appreciate all the things he's done for you. Think of like the one he's gotten you through. If you would have been here if it was just you, this society got us really confused. So we're running on the same track. We're steady running, but we're running.
Playing, what the heck? This is the end on me. Is that perfect? That is. Dang, my phone won't even let me listen in.
To the Lions Den. All right, Lion. Who was that, Brother Dawada?
Yeah, that was Sister Hashira'a Dabar Yasharala. She's you can see her and her stuff with the brothers from Covered in Blood Music. It's you have to go on YouTube and just put. The easiest way to get to their channel, because the name isn't actually on the link, so you have to go onto the YouTube, into the search, and they have a song called A Higher High. So you got to put A Higher High, and then it should be the first video you see that their channel. You go there, and then you'll be able to see her stuff, as well as her husband and all the other brothers up there covering Blood Music. Akshama, Amir Gabbar, Yasham, Brother Rakar, you know, there's two of them up there, so, you know, that's on YouTube right there. And actually sent you one of their songs, actually, Bible Hater. It's a pretty hot song right there, man, that right there, you know, that's all the brothers I just mentioned right there, so.
Okay. Well, definitely. Yeah, we got Bible Hater. We got that on here too.
Oh, okay. I didn't see the whole list. We got Ten Commandments. Okay. We okay.
Yeah, we ready, man. We ready.
Okay, he really blessed us, most definitely.
So, let me see. We got quite a few people in the queue. Want us to open up the lines? People might want to ask you some questions or comment or how you want to do it.
Go ahead and pull in one person for a matter of fact, pull in who that is. Do you say? Okay, pull him in real quick.
All right. Let me get a brother a warm welcome. War of the Christ.
Shalom.
Shalom, brother, Shabbat Shalom.
Man, yeah, you know, I had to call in, show some love to my brother, Dawada, man. What's up, Dawada?
Hey, Dawada. What's going on, bro? Shabbat Shalom, fam.
Shabbat Shalom. you know, just coming through, man, and showing some love, man. I seen you was on the radio, so you know, support my people, man. That's what I'm gonna do. So yeah. Me and the wife, we just chilling here with the newborn, man. Just listening to the show, jamming out, relaxing on the Shabbat, and if you want to show some love to the brothers, man. Man, you know, I'm glad y'all doing this, man. You know, cause we need stuff like this, you know, just to keep us together. You know what I'm saying? Cause we deal with our daily so much, man. You know, we get easily tied into it, and just even if it's once a week, you know, as long as we can come together like this and chill out, man. So this is a blessing, man.
Well, definitely. We here for y'all. You know what I'm saying? We all we got, man. So we here, man.
Right on.
We hear you, Mababa. We here.
Get up.
It's all good, man. We all working with that same spirit, man. Without bringing the heat, man. I'm just trying to keep it going myself. Soon, man. Hopefully, man, we can get like a major collabo, man, with everybody on like mind, man, and start something major, man. But you know, we just pray on that. But to the end, man, just keep up the work, man.
Straight up.
You already know, bro. We gonna make it happen, though, man.
For sure. All right, y'all. I'm gonna tune back in. On the outside.
Oh yeah, real quick, man. Hey, when you send me that track, the king is coming, man. Cause you know, I want to put you on blast, like, but you know, I was gonna have him play tonight, man. Me and John Wick got a little trunk coming, man. The king is coming. It's Shia, so you know, that's what's coming real soon, man.
I got you, man. All right. I got you. Well, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, we can get some, get another show going where, you know, I don't want to tell y'all what to do. We, you know what I'm saying, you know, get a couple brothers on there. We just chop it up and deal with collabos or something. But,
That's it right there. Hey, let's make it happen. Straight up. So.
The flow
open for like-minded brothers to come together for Israel, man. So, y'all, you know, let us know or whatever, man. You know, it's whatever.
Right. Okay, that's what's up then, man. So, yeah, we want to shout out the whole Israel, man. And you know, just much love to everybody, man, because we're going to need it because we're winding down. But,
Kwame Yasirala.
Kwame Yasirala.
Kwame Yasirala, man.
Yeah, don't forget that one.
We also have full understanding if any Gentiles put down their pagan ways and choose to follow the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we will welcome you.
Exactly. True.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely.
All right, man. I appreciate it, man. I'm going to just sit back, finish listening in. I'm listening from the laptop, but, you know, like I say, man, bless you, brothers, and let's make it, man. Let's get to this kingdom, man.
All right, brother. Bless you, man.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, fam.
All right, put John Boy back in the queue. Want to go to the next caller?
Go to the next caller.
Because I think we got somebody from out the country, too, but... I can't keep track of the time, how long people been on hold. So I'm just going order. How about that?
Yeah.
Pulling in the next caller. Hold on, let me welcome him in. Sorry, 1 second. Words in Christ.
Shalom. This brother Sam, man, I just wanted to, you know, show some love to the show and my brother Dawada, man. Just tuning in, man, you know.
Okay.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Bless you, brother.
Shalom.
Yeah, man, enjoying the show, man, you know. good to see, you know, another show on Blog Talk, man, and we can tune in to and get some of this true music, man. It's a blessing.
Most definitely, most definitely. Where you calling from, Al?
I'm calling from Mississippi, Al.
That's what's up.
Okay.
That's what's up. Okay, that's what's happening. That's what's happening.
Yeah,
you got it, huh?
Yeah, I said just down here in the south, man.
What part of Mississippi?
Man, I'm in a small town, Clarksdale, man.
Okay, okay, okay. That's what's happening, truth everywhere, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we calling out of South Florida, you know, Fort Lauderdale. So, you know, we ain't too far from you.
Okay, it's good to know, man.
Yeah. So, you got any questions you want to holler at Dawa Da?
Me and the brother Dawa Da, you know, we stay linked up, man. I just want, you know, show some love. You let me know you were coming on the show, man.
Oh, okay, that's what's happening.
You already know, man. You know, the brother Samuel, by the way, man, he got a new song soon. You know, I'm gonna do a little plugging for you, brother. He got called A Christ Walk. And man, I'm telling you, man, I would have sent it to you, but I'm finna get on that one too, man. Christ Walk, man, I'm telling you, man. That brother, you know, you got to check out his page. It's also on my link too, man. It was youtube.com/thestarswag. So just look on my page, man. It's on my channel. You'll see it, man. You got some hot stuff, man. Trust. It's in there, man.
Okay.
So shout out.
Okay.
And, you know what? And with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and put the email out there because this brother keeps doing music. You know, anybody out there in like mind putting that music, they can send it to our email. And we don't have no problem with playing, you know, brothers or sisters' music throughout the show. So that email is warriorsinchrist144@gmail.com. That's Warriors in Christ, WARRIORSIN Christ, CHRIST 144@gmail.com. So the brother can send music. Anybody want to send music? You know what I'm saying? We Israel, man. So that's what it is.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Appreciate it, man. I send y'all something.
Bro, go ahead and never put yourself out there. Well, because that was saying, telling us about your outlet. You yourself, you on the mic, do your thing.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
This is Samuel Allah, man. My YouTube page is the Star Swag. You can check me out. Got a couple videos. Also, you know, got very important videos on there far as pertaining Bible prophecy. It's another channel, but, you know, I want to put this out there for brothers and sisters, you know, got a lot of videos on there to keep you focused on what time we in, you know, let alone with the music, but, you know, to stay focused on what time we in, but the music, you want to check out the music, I'm there, you know, and I hope everybody likes it.
All right, and if I'm not mistaken, that was Star Swag, brother, is that correct?
Yeah, it's capitalized T H E. Capital S T A R S W A G G, and that's it.
Okay, and say the name, say the whole name that it is, please.
It's the Star Swag.
Oh, the Star Swag. Appreciate that, brother. I'm writing it down so I can definitely check it out. The Star Swag. Okay, that's what's up. I'm gonna find you. Don't worry.
Yes, sir. And like I said, we talk about the music, but definitely check out those videos that's pertaining to, man, I'm talking about all kind of catastrophic events going on in the world. I'm talking about news from the visual to the news. It's too much going on in these times. We got to stay focused. So I want a lot of the brothers and sisters to check that out, too, you know, when they go on the stage.
Most definitely, brother.
Yeah, that's where we at with it, most definitely.
Well, I'm going to get back in here. I appreciate the love from everybody, man. Y'all keep doing the part of the will, man.
One more time before you go, brother. What's your name, brother?
My name is Shamnawa Allah.
Shamnawa Allah. Okay. All right. Okay, that's what it is, brother. We got you locked in. You tuned in to Lions Den, Warriors in Christ. That was our lawyer. You already know.
Yeah, we will be checking you out, and we will give you a shout-out, brother, most definitely.
No water. All right. Hey, you're on the block, brother.
Shalom, fam.
Shalom.
Hold on one second. All right. Going to the next caller. One moment. You tuned in to the Lions Den, Warriors in Christ.
Shalom.
What's going on, brother?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, what's up? How you doing?
Shalom, this is your cow. No, I can't do this show to brother Dawuda lawyer, some love, you know what I'm saying? It's my Ock right there. He's on the phone.
Shalom,
yeah,
what's going on, family?
Sack I fat.
No bullet was here. Come back out here.
Yeah, brothers, man. You know, I just came through the show. All the brothers love, you know what I'm saying? Much love to you brothers, too, for putting the Ock music out, you know what I'm saying? Me and Dawuda, we live like 30 minutes away, so we see each other every day, almost every day anyway. So, you know, I'm talking about, I give all praises to the Most High God, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I was a brother that was already very attentive of my environment, but then, you know, this brother came through one day. You know how Hebrews be, when they link together when they're in the world, you know, we wasn't doing nothing but wickedness, but this brother came through with the word, you know what I'm saying? And from that time, man, and you already know from that time, man, it been on from that time, you know. So, you know, I give all praises to the Most High God for, you know what I'm saying, the music that this brother's bringing out. All the other brothers, too, man. Brother John Boy, I know John Boy listening. John Boy, man. John Boy, I got you with that track, man. I've been telling y'all, I'll email you that. You know what I'm saying? I know he over there laughing, but I got you, man. For real, I'm going to really email you after the Sabbath. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Samuel Allah, too. You know what I'm saying? That's a good brother right there as well. You know what I'm saying? He very strong brother, you know, always showing love every Shabbat. And every time he can, always texting the brother, you know, giving us strength, and that's what we need within the Hebrew community to be able to, you know what I'm saying, uplift each other. But I ain't trying to take too much time off the brother's show and off the show. You know, I just have to come through and show love to the bro. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, all praises to the Most High God. Oh, I got to definitely give shout-outs to my young brother, too, Kali. This is a young brother. He's 14 years old, man. He ain't even a boy, man. This is a man, yo. This man can sit there and come and convert grown men into the word. 14-year-old man, and he's doing music too. So you know, y'all definitely keep an eye out for him, or ear out for him as well. You know,
yeah, they got his phone. It's gonna play the song.
All right, that's peace. You know what I'm saying? But most definitely, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna take too much from the show, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all doing an excellent job, brothers. You know, may the Most High God higher bless you all too and your households. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, God willing, we'll all see Zion.
Yeah, most definitely. So, what could be done through Dawuda Lawyer or, you know, our email address, warriorsinchrist144@gmail.
Yep.
And whatever information, the new stuff you want to be put out, brought to us, you know, just get in contact with us, and we'll put it out there.
I'm on Dawuda's page too. Well, you know, Strong Habits Music. You know what I'm saying? You can definitely find us through there.
Okay.
That's on YouTube.com/ Strong Habits Music. And you know, once you go to that page, you'll see the SoundCloud, and you'll see all the other information that you need right there. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the brothers, all the sisters that's listening. Dawuda, man, you know what I'm saying? We're going to link up.
You already know, fam. I tell sis, I said Shabbat Shalom, man.
I'll tell her. Right. She listening.
All right.
Good night.
But I'm still here, man. You know what I'm saying? So the show shut off. I'm still here.
All right. Bless you, brother.
All right. Bless you.
Yeah, so that's the art right there. That's art, Yakal. Just for those who didn't catch it, that's Yakal, Yasharal right there. That's Strong Habits Music on YouTube. But the Habits is two B's and two T's, because the Habits stands for honor amongst our brothers bringing intelligence to the streets. So okay. Strong Habits Music on YouTube.
Wow. Most definitely. So we're going to...
That's my odd right there. He got a little thing coming out too, I'm sorry. So you can keep moving the rest.
Well, the floor open for everybody who you dealing with to come to the show individually. If they want to, it could be individually or with a group or however. Even, like you say, we got the floor open for other brothers and sisters who out there in the truth. So, you know, this Israel all about unifying and, you know, vibing with the same like-minded individuals. We ain't in war. We're not Israelites in war with each other. We know the Most High name, and we're gonna move in one unity together. We're not about a division. We're not about division, period. Matter of fact, with that be said, pull in the next brother, and I'm gonna have to pull a mission statement out real fast because we didn't read Warriors of Christ mission statement tonight.
Yeah, go ahead and get that. I'll pull in the next brother or sister, for that matter. One moment. Tuned in to the Lions Den, Warriors of Christ. Hello? Shabbat Shalom. Hello? Anybody there? Shabbat Shalom. You're on the air, Warriors in Christ, 860. Hello? Shabbat Shalom. All right. I guess they're having technical difficulties on their end. We'll just go to the next caller and maybe try to come back to them. One moment. Warriors in Christ, tune into the Lions Den. Shabbat Shalom. Hello. Shabbat Shalom. Dawah Doc, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You can hear me loud and clear. I don't know. I'm trying to, all right, I guess that person might not want to speak. I'm not sure. You tuned in to the Lions Den, Warriors in Christ. Can you hear me? 401? Okay. Put them back in the queue. Let's go to the next caller. I think that's going to be the last call. One moment. You tuned in to the Lions Den, Warriors in Christ.
I want to say, like, shalom. I just wanted to show my support to Brother Dawah because, you know, he helped me with my music and all. He helped me with my music and all, and he took me under his wing. And Brother Yakal also supported me and helping me get stronger in this truth.
What's your name, brother?
And I hope to get that song out soon. Oh, Khalid.
Hello?
Like, no way. He's like, what's your name, brother? I was like, oh, Khalid.
Yeah, what's your name, brother? You're connected a little, lagging a little bit. It looks like he's calling from out the country. Yeah, you might want to just cut the volume down on your, I guess, on your computer if you got a computer up with the signal.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you, brother. You good. Now, what's your name, brother?
Oh, my name is Khalid. I want to show my support to Brother Dawood and also Brother Yakal, because, you know, they took me under their wing and helping me out with my music and helping me get strong in this truth and all, like, you know.
Yeah, that's that brother I was speaking about. This brother right here is actually 14 years old. He just turned 14 a few months ago.
I'm about to be
15. You about to be 15 now, bro? Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. When you turn 15, bro?
What is that?
When you turn 15, bro?
Oh, I'm turning 15 on September.
Wow. Yeah, this is the brother who got baptized at the 2011 Passover. He was 13, man. He's about to be 15. It's been that long, man. Wow.
I want the brother to speak a little bit on, you know, what brought him to the understanding, man, at such a young age, man, because, you know, I got, you know, people around me, you know, nieces and nephews, you know, stepchildren, whatever, and, you know, they a little older than you, man, but it's a bit hard, man, so I'd like for you to tell the people, you know, what got to their understanding, brother, at such a young age.
Well, like, it all started off when I was younger. Like, my mom's side of the family, they all were Jehovah Witnesses. So, like, from the beginning, we never ever celebrated anything. So, like, my mom, she was, like, starting to see, like, in the places where they do that Jehovah Witness stuff, they don't even read out the Bible. So she was like, I'm not even dealing with that no more. She, like, so that's when we became Mormon. And then she started seeing, like, she over here laughing. She started seeing, like this stuff is foolishness also. So, like, we was, like, we ain't have no religion for a long time. Like, we was just a religion hopping. So, like, at the time, my mom started watching, like, videos on YouTube. And it was, like, it started off, like, conspiracy and stuff. And, like, at first I was looking at my mom, like, what you looking at? I was confused. I didn't know what was going on. All I heard was people talking. So that's when she started watching video street preachings of different brothers from, like, Gathering of Christ Church and stuff like that. So that's how we came into that. And then, like, she started teaching me and showing me, and I started seeing, I started understanding. And I was like, this is interesting. Like, now, like, I'm telling my friends and stuff. Actually, like, two of my friends, I was telling them, and they actually believe what I'm saying. I'm telling them, and they understand it perfectly.
And that was how, okay, you going on 15, so how old you was at that time?
I was about 11 or 12 at the time.
Okay. I was pretty cool. Ohio, man, for real.
And, like, you know, I'm still getting stronger in this truth.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
Well, the brother Howard, I was telling me that I think he said that you put music out. Is that what's going on?
Yeah,
I just said the brother.
I'm still sending Brother Dollar I sent him the track, but I just got to send him the video for it. And I got a couple more songs that I'm trying to send him. I just didn't send it to him yet. Like, and, like, on the song that Brother Dow that he about to put out, my mom actually about to be on that song. Singing on that song.
Okay. Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, I sent y'all the version of that, so y'all have it in there.
Which one is that? Which one is that?
That's the Young Kings. That's him and his mother.
Young King.
Real powerful song. That's him. That's when I was telling you this afternoon. He sounds like a grown man. You know what I mean? And I was like, yo, if you hear this, you would not believe. You wouldn't think he was 14. I told you, like, you know, heavy bars, man. Heavy bars on him. I was like, wow. You know, that's because, you know, his mom does music. His father does music as well. So, you know. You know,
okay,
in the genes.
Operate the high, most definitely. That's good.
I actually don't have that. I don't know. That didn't come through, bro. I don't know why, but I don't have that track. So I wanted to play the brother's, one of his songs, but it's all good,
it
brother.
Nah,
what's the name you said?
It should be
Young King?
That says, yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Young King. It'll say, that's the, where is it?
Nah, I ain't got that one.
Because actually I see we have two tracks left, Baba Hater and Ten Commandments. With the, we could go on the overtime, but I don't know if people could call in on the overtime unless they go to the Skype. But is it one more person in the queue before we go on the overtime?
It's actually two people we tried to speak. Matter of fact, somebody just jumped in like 2 minutes ago, and plus I tried to speak to somebody else so I can get the new caller who just jumped in and see if they got a question or comment or whatever. Before, you know.
Okay, because we're gonna stay in tune with the young man through Die, and whatever, all the work, whatever they put out, all the information they want to put out, you know, send it to us, and we'll most definitely put it out there.
Yeah, that's warriorsinchrist144@gmail.com, brother. So, what's your name again, brother?
Cut your
volume down. I can't hear you,
bro. I said Khalik.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Just send us anything you want us to put out on the email, warriorsinchrist144@gmail, and bless you, brother. We're gonna put you in the queue because we got another caller we're trying to take. We don't know if people gonna get bumped up after the regulation time ends. So.
Most definitely. Bless you, young man. Most definitely.
Most definitely. We're looking forward to looking and seeing all of you, what you got pushing forward, man, for Ahaya, Baha Hashem, Yeshaya.
Yeah, I'll praise the Most High. All right, brother, Shalom.
Shalom, by the way, I just sent you, brother, that track just now, so you should have it by now, just so you know. Yeah. Once you said that, I was on it.
Okay.
Most definitely. So I'm going to go ahead and bring in 857. One moment, brother. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ.
Hey, how you doing? Shalom, brother.
Shalom. What's going on?
Not much. My name is Bonwat. I just called to give my brother Dawood a shout out. Shabbat Shalom, fam. Oh, snap. I didn't even know I was queued all the way in. Shalom. How you doing, man?
What's going on, fam? How you living, man?
Great. I'm actually down here in Memphis, Tennessee on a family reunion trip. Got Judah all out here. Judah. That's the majority of my family. But, yeah, man, I just, got the text. And, of course, show my, love and appreciation for the work.
Oh, definitely, man. Bless you, brother, for doing that.
Absolutely. But, yeah, I'm with the family. So I just called in, saying what's up, man, and, keep doing your thing. Send me a couple of tracks.
Fam. I got you, man. I got you on that turn the other cheek, man. I got you. I just want to give you the first. But that's going to be in there for you. Yeah. I got, a good 3-4 for you, man.
All right, brother. Good to hear your voice again, though.
Same thing, fam. Same thing. Be safe out there, man. Bless the
family.
All right,
y'all brothers, take it easy.
Okay. All right.
Bless you.
All right.
Shalom. All right.
Yeah, that
all
brother right there. Oh, that's another brother. That's brother Bon Awas. You can look up his music on YouTube. Just go on a search and put Bon B-A-N, Awas, A-H-W-A-T-H. He just dropped like 4 new songs like last week or something like that. He got a few things up there. And he's actually on the Brewski song as well, actually, And, the art goes in, man.
I'm familiar with that brother, with one of the brother's songs, with one of my ringtones with him and brother John, Newman.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's who the brother was from Mississippi?
No. Nah. Not New Man. That's not New Man of Too Late Babylon.
Yeah, the other one, yep.
Yeah, it's Too Late, Too Late Babylon. Too Late Babylon. That's what it is.
That's the one.
Okay, most definitely. Blessing tracks. All praise to Ahia, for sure. Man, I see like we in overdrive, family. We in overdrive, and it's you know, the Most High is blessing it. We able to still, you know, be heard, so it's all good, man. We actually got a call or two callers that we tried to get at, but it didn't work out, so we can come back and try to pull them in. If you listen, it's a 860, and then it's another 401. We want to, you know, pull you, brothers and sisters, in if y'all have something to say, as we see you in the queue. We want to make sure you. Everybody get their chance to speak to Dawada, you know, while we got this thing rolling. So I'm going to pull in the next caller before we play some more of these tracks. We're in OT. Tuned in to the Lions Den, Warriors in Christ. Hello. 860, you tuned in. All right. Guess they just in the queue listening, which is cool. Brother Dwayne, you there?
Yeah. Thank you. Go ahead and play Bob ahead and Ten Commandments. But while you're doing that, the brother said he sent the track. Go ahead and download that to the.
Okay. Which one you want me to play, Dawada? Bible Hater, Ten Commandments.
Well, you know what? Start with the Ten Commandments, because that's Brother Yakal right there. He just called in, you know. So that's Brother Yakal.
Okay.
I'm saying Ten Commandments right there, you know, and that. But after that, you know, hit him off with that Bible Hater. That's the Covered in Blood music right there. That's Brother Shamar, Inya Gabar, Rakar, and Yasham. You know, and boy, they go Shem, man. I'm telling you. And a few of them are on the Brewski song, actually, too. So, you know, so you can do it like that, yeah.
Okay.
All right, then. We're gonna bless the Brother Yakal. One moment.
Yes, uh-huh. It's the Ten Commandments. False witness with your neighbor. That's the HBAs and your name be named the savior. From conversations that lead to complications within the congregation, examination of exploitation. From dusk to dawn, as quick as I'm meditating, eyes wide open, avoiding the way of Satan. Customs and demons got my soul so irritated. Poison and spells need emotion to sizzle like bacon. Sunday is not the Sabbath day. That ain't a state day. Christ wasn't born on Christmas. That is a pagan.
I heard that track before, actually, man. That was that's a mean track right there. Brother Dawadaw, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
Okay, Wayne, you there?
Yeah, man.
You already know. We all be good, bro. You straight? Yeah, my brother Dwayne got kicked out. He couldn't get back in, but he just called me and I pulled him in. You know, the technology conference called him. We good. So I got the Young Kings up too, man. So however y'all want to do it.
Yeah, go ahead, but check this out. Them numbers, right? You people can't see because we don't get on no alternative.
Cut your computer volume down, son, brother.
You hear me now?
Yeah, you're perfect. Go ahead.
Those people who been calling, they can't get in because we didn't give them no alternative for the overtime.
Oh, hold on. Cut your volume all the way down. You don't even need it. Cause you're on the phone basically, so you can load you can hear. So,
that ain't mine.
Oh, that's not yours. Hold on, is that mine? Hold on 1 second. Hello, y'all can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yep.
Okay, it must have been mine. My bad. So, say that one more time, brother. I'm sorry, I missed that.
The people who you've been trying to holler at when they were calling in, they can't get back in the overtime because we didn't leave them no alternative for the overtime.
And what that alternative is, so I know for next time, because I don't even.
Linking through Skype or forgot what that other one called, but we don't even have one of those alternatives for overtime. We usually don't go in overtime.
That's true. Well. It's all good. We're here right now. We got most songs to play, you know, enjoying the Sabbath. So we have to make it do what it do. I know we still got listeners out there, man, on the Shabbat. So I got the Young Kings. I don't know if that's the track. That's the young brother.
That's a young brother. That's Young King Khalik and his mom right there. And the Bible Hater. It's a Covered in Blood music group. That's the other brothers right there.
Right. Well, I remember before we played Ten Commandments, he said he wanted Bob a Hater play. I would like to hear that one too. All of us fine and dandy. All of us jamming.
Right.
All of us gonna be in full rotation tomorrow. Trust me, with me. So.
Mm-hmm. You ain't never lied. Bless you, brother, for the track. Bless you, brother.
Real. All praise to the Most High, man. That's what's up, man.
All right. Let's get into it, then.
I'm going to tell you the Bible hater. He's a Bible hater. I'm going to tell you the Bible hater. He's a Bible hater. Faker. He's a Bible hater. Fuck Bible hater. Bible hater. Bible hater. Bible hater.
feel you,
white
Bible hater.
Bible hater.
So what's all this talk I've been hearing about the Bible? Atheists always claim to have religious titles. And the pastor don't use it for a church recital. People claim they read it, they lie like a rug. Truth hurt their spirit like a soul stub. The Bible fits while with me like Michael Jackson glove. Didn't know off the bat that they were Bible haters. Till I spoke scripture that said I'll see you later. They follow the commandments, say it's nothing major. Said to Ishmael, your doctrine came from the Bible. He said, leave me alone, let me pray to my idol. I'll sing and sing that with the word like a nail follower. He told me I'm full of it, like I wore a diaper. He said he's not interested and he's a Bible hater. When the Bible brings the heat, they run to the shade. The end is even come, as you feel like it's a rage. Bible hater.
Bible hater.
Bible hater.
Y'all some robbers, man. Why? Yeah, I broke this cycle. Y'all can hang around the ball if y'all hate the Bible. Nah, you don't like when I had an old read it, do ya? Huh? I can imagine how you'd be if I read it to ya. But guess what? I don't care if you would know it. Nah. The King James Version is all out the poet. Making all the Hebrews make a lot of noise. Even when we in the scriptures, as long we enjoy. But the haters of the Bible, they sit afar off. Since we all in the scriptures, they don't want to talk. Yeah. It's all good, but be brother, you ain't gotta act.
Nah.
We just going through the Bible front to back. Yeah. We ain't trying to brag.
Nah.
We just trying to act.
Nah.
Why you hate it so much? That's what we can't grasp. Cause we some Bible readers,
yep.
And you a Bible hater.
Yep.
We some truth seekers,
yep.
And you a Bible faker. I'm saying read the Bible, you say y'all do it later.
Later.
I say the Bible's important, you say it's only favor.
Later.
Then I should smack you since you a Bible hater.
Matter
of fact, I should smack you with the Bible hater. But nah, I ain't gonna do that to the Bible hater. Cause if you Bible hating,
yeah.
Then you down with Satan. Yeah, if you Bible hating,
yeah.
Then you down with Satan.
Then if you Bible hating,
then you down with Satan.
I can tell you's a Bible hater. I got a passion for the scriptures because it's everlasting. For the demons, I'm a steady shooter, preach to Saddam. I heard the churches know that they're supposed to keep the Sabbath. But they'd rather lie to you, steady keep the plate of passing. They parade in sin, they don't hide from it. So woe to you, evildoers, when your shy is coming. Use your Bible haters, fakers get annihilated. Backbiters and liars and murderers to your brothers and disrespect to your mother. Why you treat your woman coward? And you say you love the Bible, use your Bible hater, faker get annihilated.
You Bible hating and you get annihilated.
Y'all some Bible haters, Bible hater, Bible haters.
Big white
you Bible hater. Ha. You say you wanna talk Christ till I get the Bible. Got you grabbing your cross, the most common idol. Tell you that cross can't save you, and as I point the
scripture, so.
You flee with no man pursue it as if I had a
right. Where you going?
You preach, teach, well, we know that the Bible is vital.
Yeah.
Live off of every word of God like the Bible or so. You say you love God, we know that you's a Bible hater, cause you always say, I'll be back, just like the Terminator.
I'll be back.
We stay in dispute, because I stay reading the lines, but if I was a fiend, then we would get along fine. Look in your Bible, stop checking your watch for the time. Look in your Bible, stop checking your watch for the time. Look in your Bible, start checking your law for the crime. Wanna spot a Bible hater, scriptures work every time.
Call me Asherella.
Okay, okay. I'm still bopping it out with man. Okay.
that's the brothers right there, man.
That's creative, man. That's so true, though. That's dead on. Hey, brother tripping, where you going? All
right. Yeah, man, that's right, dude.
You
got some brothers on YouTube, man.
Hey,
you know,
man,
just put,
I have to get an encore, you know, there, boy. I ain't gonna lie to you.
What you were saying, you met him on YouTube?
Yeah, you can find him on YouTube. You can just just like I said before, you gotta put a higher high, because they got a song called A Higher High, and they got a video for it and everything. So you gotta put that first on a YouTube search, and then once you see that video, it's that channel. You'll be able to get that song and all the rest of their songs. And the sister that sings the Zion song, Sister Hashra'ah. So you can see all that right there, you know, and you could get the information on the sound files and all that good stuff.
Everything we already know, Matthew 24, everything Christ said is gonna come to pass, man. Everything how you say is gonna come to pass, man. So with that Bible hater song, man, and you already going out there just bringing truth, and then you mess around and tell somebody they're a hater? Oh my goodness. Let me read Matthew 24:10. And then shall many be offended.
Uh-huh.
And shall be betray one another and shall hate one another. So it's already, they already be mad when you try to bring them the truth. Now when you tell them they're a Bible hater, oh my goodness.
Oh yeah, man. You know.
What's up, brother?
But that's what's happening. The spirit of truth is in the air. And now Gentiles that's listed in Psalms 83 that came together against Israel, we are awoke and we're going to stand like a lion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's mine. Well, that's...
So, check this out, man. I got to do a special request, man. Play the last song with the young man and please play Bible Hater again.
You say play the last song with the young man? Which one? Ten Commandments?
No, the King of
Young King.
You have it on
Young
now?
King.
Young King.
Yeah.
I got it ready right
Young
now.
King.
Yeah.
You got to turn that up a little bit though.
Okay, I got you. I crank it all the way up.
But that rock, yeah, oh, man. I'm telling you, the young man went off.
He said the brother, said on the L, he about to be 15 in September, so all praise to the Most High, man. He about to play Young Kings. One moment.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Dawada, I want to ask you, what was the brother's name? The young brother who did that track, him and his mom's?
His name is Khalik. It's K-H-A-L-Y-Q. His mom's name is Naja, N-A-J-A-H, I believe.
Okay,
Naja and Khalik.
Okay, if the brother's listening, man, Khalik, man, you just blessed me with my new message notification ringtone, brother. Straight up, Young King. I got to have it, man. I just wanted to say that. Brother Dwayne, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Young King,
I'd like to thank Dawda Lawyer for coming through, man. And
definitely, man.
He was seriously brought an entourage tonight. So, that's a blessing from Ohio, because I remember when me and this brother first came to truth, man, we went almost 2 years just figuring it was nobody else out there who was feeling the way we felt and seeing what we seen, and, you know what I'm saying, realize we knew what was coming. And we ain't think we could link in with people, man, but it has been blessing us, and we like to thank you and all the other brothers and sisters who like-minded. And we want to let you know that Warriors do appreciate the love and Kwame Rashawala.
Most definitely, man. I can't say it no better than that, man. Coming to this truth, man, you know, a little over 3 years now, man. I mean, me personally, I just thought that, you know, that was it. It was just me and this brother, you know, in our circumference. But I understand, man, that the Most High might not be there when you want it, but he always right on time. And, you know, for us to have this platform to be able to exalt the Most High and have brothers and sisters who come through and bless the show with their music, man, or anybody who, you know, going down the path of righteousness for a higher Bashim Nishaya, we see that it was well worth the wait at this time, man. So bless you, brother, for coming on, man. I just had to say that.
God praise the Most High, Bashim Nishaya. You know, it's an honor, you know, to be a prophecy, like I said, man, you know, because it's been the same thing for us up here. You know, we thought it was only us. And then it was like, man, there have to be more, because it's written is more. So let's go wake them up, you know. Let's do the work, so, you know.
Okay, that's what's up, man. We most definitely gonna keep it moving. Most definitely, we gonna keep doing the work, and we you know, you're hoping the brothers and sisters who are there link in, check in, call in the show, email, Warriors in Christ 144@gmail.com. And another thing, we might as well put that out there. We have a website where we've been working on for almost 4 months. We had to reroute it, so it's still in construction, but we had to reroute it. Any brothers and sisters who have any knowledge of building websites, we got everything done. The foundation is done for it. Me and him just don't have an understanding on adding and subtracting certain things to it. So you can email warriorsinchrist144@gmail.com. Matter of fact, you can go into it and check it out. It's still in reconstruction, and we have to take down basically what's on there, or the title.
You should just wait on that. Don't give it out yet, brother. Because, you know, we got to fix it. Yeah, don't give it out yet, because we don't want no, you know.
I'm not going to give it out on air, but if anybody interested in looking into it, you hit me up and I'll let you look at it.
Right, exactly.
You had to understand that we want that what's on it to be now. So with that said, let me read our mission statement. Warriors in Christ is about the truth 100%. We're about doing the work to bring in the kingdom. Unity is our mission to see Zion. We have no respect for persons
period. The truth stands. You can't forgive and focus on building together. You're not in Christ. Shalom, Ahaya, Abash, Yeshayah, Wawawaw. That's our mission statement. That's where we stand on.
Oh, definitely. So I think we actually played all the tracks that the brother blessed us with tonight. The Most High definitely blessed the show. And we was able to do that. Brother, one more time, Dawud Aloyas, you got all your different ways you can be reached and different ways people can find the music. Go ahead and put that back out there so anybody who's still listening who missed it can know how to find the music, as well as other brothers and sisters who you connected with. Yeah,
for anybody who wants to reach out, you know, beats, collabs, video work, you know, media design, anything like that, you know, bloggers, promote, you can just email me at houseoflawyermusicbeats@yahoo.com. That's houseoflawyermusicbeats@yahoo.com. Or you can reach me on youtube.com/houseoflawyermusic. And when you go onto the youtube.com/houseoflawyermusic, you can see my soundcloud.com/houseoflawyermusic, my soundclick.com/houseoflawyermusic. You can also see Mike Allah, Mike Shine. You can also see Yakali Yasharala, Pana Yasharala, Covered in Blood Music. You can see John Boy. You can see John Boy up there. You can see Shamna Wa'ala up there. You can see all the brothers that called in tonight. And Young Brothers Music, Young King Khalik. It'll be up real soon. And we got a video for that song and everything already. You know, we got everything already worked out. So if anyone has anything they want to, you know, contribute to the work, you know, you can just go through those avenues right there.
All right. Most definitely, man. Most definitely. Get that information out there. So, you're basically in overtime right now, 30 minutes past the regulated time of the show. If there's anything else you want the brothers and sisters to know out there, Dawud Aloyas, before we wrap it up.
Yeah, man. Just keep the commandments. You understand? Get baptized, preach the truth of the Most High, Ahaya, in the name of His true Son, Yeshaya, and prepare for what's coming, man, because, you know, it's all cool to know who we are, but they, our enemies, always knew who we were, man. So when you start to wake up, they know, and things start to happen towards your demise even quicker. So once you wake up, you really don't have a choice. You have to take these scriptures, take this sword, man, and you have to arm yourself spiritually, like it says in Ephesians 6, verse 10 through 18. Let you know what you need to do to arm yourself, man, because you will be attacked. It's going to happen because you're the chosen. So, you know, just keep your head up, Israel, you know, and we'll see Zion soon, man. And until Yeshaya comes, keep your head up in the name of Ahaya. Spread the truth to the four corners. Shabbat shalom.
Most definitely. Shabbat shalom, Kwame Yasharala. So, Brother Dwayne, with that being said, I know you had said earlier, you there, Brother Dwayne?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I know you were saying about the show Monday. Is that going to be it, or we go Friday, or what is it going to be?
We're going to bring it Monday, emergency, as in the days of Noah. We're going to bring out whole new information on kind of some nothing shocking to the Israelites. Now, we understand what they're doing, but it's kind of mind-blowing to hear this weaponry that these people have. And we're going to reveal the documents Monday. So we're going to give you all the resources, all the places where you can research it yourself and you can see it yourself. We're going to bring it out Monday. Emergency, as in the days of Noah. So we already know there was cross-splicing animals and, you know, all we have information and documents to show exactly what these people have in store. But we already know, the Most High said, whatever weaponry they have, it can't prevail against Israel. So we understand once we lock in those commandments, be Christ-like, move together as a unit, respect each other, forgive each other, love each other, you know, move as a unit, be as one in Christ. So with that being said, Brother Dawud, I love you. Thank you again for coming and, you know, coming to this show and showing your love. And, we got you down here in South Florida.
Oh, yeah. All day, every day, brother. Every day.
I'm praying to the Most High, man. It's the water, man. The water. Appreciate the love, man.
Definitely, man. We're gonna since we got you on, you blessed the show today, man. What you want to hear on the outro, man?
Ah, man. I mean, it's whatever really y'all want to do, man. But really, man.
Brother Wayne, I know you had a request already, but I want to let the brother.
No, man. Don't make it hard. I know all of us aren't jamming to you, and you don't want to pick. You got to do something.
Oh man, you know what, man? I'm gonna go with the Bible hater, man, because you know what, man? I like that one a lot. And my wife, man, she loves that song, man. So you know, I make her happy too.
Okay.
At the same time.
Okay, yeah, got to do that. So all praise to Ahia on the outro. You tuned in to the Lion's Den, Brother Yehonathan, Brother Dwayne, Warriors in Christ, Dawud Da Lawyer. Shabbat Shalom. Till the next time.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
I'ma steady, stop and pretty saddle. I heard the church is doing this, they supposed to keep the Sabbath. But the tries to lie to you steady. To play the path and they parade in sin. They don't hide from it. So woe to you evildoers when your shy is coming. Use the Bible haters, fakers get annihilated. Bad writers and liars and murderers to your brothers and disrespect for the mother. Why you treat your woman coward? And you say you love the Bible, use the Bible hater, faker get annihilated.
Use the Bible hating and you get annihilated, you faker.
Bible hater, you say you want to talk Christ till I get the Bible. Got you grabbing your cross, the most common idol. Tell you that cross can't save you, and as I plan to show you, you flee with no man pursuit, as if I had a
right. Where you going?
To preach, teach, run. We know that the Bible is vital. Live off of every word of God like a Bible or a title. You say you love God, we know that you're a Bible hater, because you always say, I'll be back, just like the Terminator.
I'll be back.
We stay in dispute, because I stay reading the lines, but if I was a fiend, then we would get along fine. Look in your Bible, stop checking your watch for the time. Look in your Bible, stop checking your watch for the time. Look in your Bible, start checking your law for the crime. Want to spot a Bible hater, scriptures work every time. Call me Asherella.
Thank you.